Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry here. Thanks to the guys at the Peppermint Caffeinated Mints Company, the Penguin guys, and we'll tell you about that. It was an exciting box that we just got here. These guys, that we all we did was mention the Penguin Caffeinated Mints. We got 16 cases free. All I got to do is mention stuff. 85,000 things come to this place for free. I'd just like to say that I saw Wrangler Jane website, Melody Patterson from F Troop. So what's she going to send me? Go to her website. She's the bomb. 1-800-449-8686. You know, it is summer, and it's barbecue season, and we do a lot of shows like this where we try to get you in, you know, kind of get you ready for the summer months. Bob Green, who's the owner of the 5 Citywide Groceries Unlimited stores here in Southern California, in Los Angeles, is on the phone with us to talk about the summer months and what's good, and also your reclamation project, which has got a little bit of controversy going on. Bob, right?
Yeah, our reclamation, we're very proud of that. It has created some questions, but let me just say right off, Phil, that the summer months, as you indicated, are here, and we're very excited about some of the things we got.
What are some of the specials you have over there at Groceries Unlimited?
Well, Phil, we have 3 packs in store. We're very, very happy to tell everyone that our seedless watermelons are in. They're $1.10 a pound. And also those strawberries, the 3-pack strawberries, you can save up to $2 per 3-pack, $1.99 each. We have gold pineapples, 79 cents a pound, juicy, tasty, wonderful for the summer months. And for barbecuing, our fresh boneless pork loin chops, $2.99. So we have got it going on at Groceries Unlimited citywide, our 5 stores throughout Southern California. And for people I know listening nationally to your nationally syndicated broadcast, when you come to Southern California, pay us a visit here at Groceries Unlimited, because we've got some terrific deals for you. Also, Phil, the Bing Cherries.
Bing Cherries, delicious, for 4th of July.
For the 4th of July, and we have strawberry shortcake. So we're getting ready for an exciting summer month.
People barbecuing now more than ever?
Oh, I would say so. We have requests for, the Kingsford charcoal. A lot of people are using the gas grills now. But there's never it's never a bad time to barbecue, especially if you live in California, and no matter where you are, even if you live in the snowbound countries, I think barbecuing is a great thing. And we here at Groceries Unlimited, we've got our steaks, New York strip, sirloin, all value priced this week and this week only at $1.99 a pound. So pay us a visit if you can.
Tell me about the reclamation project. You have inaugurated this. And there have been a few people who've, made some comments about it.
Philly, selling groceries is our business. We inaugurated the reclamation project to keep our costs down and to pass our savings on to you, the consumer. It's controversial, I guess, the way Costco has recharging stations for cars. It's different, and I think that's what scares people.
How does it work?
Simply this, Phil, and again, it helps us save money, so we pass those savings along to our customers. When you come into our store, we have you step on a scale. We have a normal, standard weighing scale at the store entrance in any one of our 5 locations, and we give you a number, and the cashier has that number. We log your weight. Then when you are checking out, we weigh you again, and before you can leave, we weigh you again, and naturally, if you weigh more, I guess you could say we got ourselves a problem. So,
if you come into the now this reclamation project, I know is being tried in a lot of cities. Chicago is one, I think. In Albany, New York is another.
Yeah, if you weigh more.
Well, you said if you go into the store, they weigh you. Now, if you weigh more.
If you weigh more on your way out, we may have a problem. We don't appreciate people that come into the store in what we call graze. And I don't know if you know that term, Phil.
What is grazing?
Grazing is basically eating in the store. That's when you go to the produce section, and if you bring it in with you, we'll hold it for you. But if you're grazing and you're eating, you have to understand people seem to feel entitled, Phil, that they can just grab produce and eat it because it's out there in the open and it isn't wrapped. A lot of these overweight people think they can just walk in and they think they can just walk in and...
Walking in and doing what?
Well, they're walking in and raping me.
They're walking in and what?
Walking in and raping me for a bag of Fugees. And it's not going to happen, and that's why we here at Groceries Unlimited are trying to...
Well, what is the phenomenon of grazing? I've heard it before. People will go into the produce section. They'll eat grapes.
Yeah, they'll eat grapes. They'll maybe have an apple. And this adds up. Now, a lot of these people think that this is their living room. And I just want to say, we here at Groceries Unlimited, we're very happy to do whatever we can to make it a great experience for you. But please don't get the idea that you're going to walk into my store and start grazing in my produce section and taking food. And
So in other words, you weigh people going out, and if they weigh more...
If they weigh more, there's an indication they're grazing.
Now, what about the free samples? Because there's a lot of stores that give out free samples.
Phil, I'm glad you brought that up because we had an example of that. It's a very good point. A situation that happened last weekend, we had an elderly lady, a very sweet lady. She came in. We weighed her. We weighed her on the exit. Now, she came in, and we weighed her at 101 pounds. And this was an elderly woman. She was coming in. When she exited, she came up dirty.
When you say she came up dirty, what do you mean?
She was 101 and a half. And basically, that means that...
That means she was consuming some food...
Some food in the store. Now, she claimed that it was a sample. I said, what sample? She said it was a Viennese sausage sample at the Hills, at our Hillshire. We had a Hillshire sample stand right at the cap at aisle 6. The Hillshire people were in. So I said, that's not a problem, ma'am. What we're going to have to do is check. And what I do then is we get Timmy Williams, who's one of our bag boys and is also a member of our security team. She claimed that she had the Vienna sausage. I said, all right. It's very, very difficult for us to do this, Phil, but we had Mary Brown come in. She held the lady's head so that and comforted her, and I put a rubber glove on, and basically it just poked into her throat to get her to gag up a little bit. And when she finally did vomit, we were able to pick through and see, and indeed there was some undigested Vienna sausage in there. So naturally, I've got no problem with her. She's free to go with our compliments, and we suspected that we'd find peanuts, and we asked for a stool sample later on.
Why a stool sample?
Because peanuts don't digest, but we didn't find any of those. So what I'm saying is, really, what we're talking about is something called shrink, Phil.
Now, I've heard the term shrink, and I've heard the term shrink is when you have damage. Shrink is when people, pilfering?
Just grabbing a grape or things like that. A lot of people think that that's a normal thing to do, and that it's perfectly fine to do that. We don't encourage it. And we try to stop shrink.
But I don't believe I've ever heard of anybody or any store going to the extent of weighing people as they come in, weighing people as going out. Now, you're claiming that you induced vomiting in this older woman.
Yes, we did, Phil. It's not anything we want to do. It's not anything that we like to do. But when I got an old woman coming in, and she's coming up dirty on the exit, that means she's 101 pounds going in. She's 101 and a half going out. Now she's coming up dirty. I got to check for that. And what we do... we have Mary Braun, who is in our bakery department. She's a very nice girl. She basically held the old lady's head while I put a finger in her throat and induced vomiting. And then we can pick through the vomit. And yes, indeed, there was undigested Vienna sausage. That's all we're saying.
And so the woman was how... This is... to induce vomit... In other words, I understand about stealing.
That's exactly what it is, too, Phil. I mean, we call it shrink, we call it pilfering, but it is stealing.
All right, I understand about that. But is it not a little extreme to induce vomiting to see whether people have been eating in the store?
I don't believe it is. It's a tough thing for me to do. I'm not proud of it. But if we don't stop what we call shrink, what we call this grazing and this pilfering in our supermarkets, where they feel free to just go ahead and eat whatever they want, I think you stand to lose an awful lot of money.
Bob Green is with us. He is the manager of 5 Groceries Unlimited grocery stores in Southern California. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. In an effort to stop what they call shrink or pilfering, or, if you will, people grazing, and that is eating food in the store and not paying for it, they are weighing people going in, and then they're weighing people on their way out, and people who weigh too much, are you inducing vomiting?
In some instances. But what I am saying, Phil, is that we will have a problem. Now, here's the thing that I really wanted to say. This does not happen a lot, but it happens just enough whereby we do see a difference in terms of the amount of money that's lost. We throw away $1 billion worth of food in this country every year. That's far too much money to begin with. I don't need some old lady coming in and thinking that she's going to rape me for a bag of Fugees. It's not going to happen. My name is Bob Green. I'm in the grocery business. Maybe that's not such a big deal, but I'm one of the top guys in the grocery business. Nobody's going to rape me for a bag of grapes. No one's raping me for Bing cherries.
All right, Bob Green with us from Groceries Unlimited. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. As he talks about a controversial reclamation project whereby when people go into the supermarket, they are weighed. When they come out, they are weighed. And if they weigh more, then they do suspect these people of having eaten in the store. And at least in one instance, they induced vomiting to see if the woman had indeed been eating at a Hillshire Vienna sausage sample stand somewhere in the store. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show. With us, Bob Green. He is manager of 5 Groceries Unlimited stores. Guy called and he said, I want to know where those stores are so I don't go into them anymore. And our producer said, well, they're called Groceries Unlimited, so when you see that sign, don't go into that store. And the guy said, thank you. He hadn't thought of that. 1-800-449-8686. How do you like that, Bob?
I'll tell you something, Phil. There's no explaining business to some people. We don't want people to boycott our store. We're trying to save people money. And when people walk into supermarkets and they begin to pilfer food, they're eating, they're grazing, they're popping grapes into their mouth, they're eating an apple, they must think I'm pretty stupid. My name is Bob Green. I manage the Groceries Unlimited stores. Nobody has taken me down for a bag of apples. Now, I might have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. And that's all I'm saying. So,
well, how much does pilfering amount to in terms of lost revenue?
Millions of dollars a year. Literally millions of dollars a year. So we weigh you going in, we weigh you going out. If you weigh more going out, you've been stealing from me, and I'm going to say you stole. I'm not going to bother you for spitting on the sidewalk.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brentwood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
I can't believe this. I've never called a talk show before, but I'm so outraged by this, especially the weighing. Okay, he has it posted, and you have your choice of going into the market. But
that's exactly correct.
Can the old lady throw up? I mean, he's opening himself up to a lawsuit.
What lawsuit is that? You basically are giving. You're telling me that you adhere to this, or to this policy when you come into my store.
Not to. Do you have it posted that someone can will be forced to throw
is it, yeah,
up
yeah. Is
and,
it posted,
and give a stool sample?
Is it posted that you're going to induce vomiting?
What is posted is that we feel we are within our rights to check to see if you are carrying any food on you that you didn't pay for.
I think you're open to a major lawsuit. If I was that old lady, I would sue you immediately. You could have given her a heart attack. I can't believe it. I'm outraged.
No, I'm saying to you, well, that woman, first of all, did weigh more going out. She was dirty. We realized that.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. She was dirty. She had sampled some sausage at a sampling station.
That was a Hillshire Farm one, yeah.
Okay. People are going to do that. Shouldn't you be aware of the fact that you have these sample stands throughout the store so that if somebody does come up dirty, as you call it, you don't have to induce vomiting?
Well, that's a good question. But it was a judgment call because
Now you have an old lady who did come up clean because she ate your sausage, and if the police had done this, she would have a major lawsuit against the city of Los Angeles.
I don't understand. How would she be able to sue the police?
Because they arrested her for something she didn't do, and she just told you she didn't do it.
I didn't arrest her.
But you did detain her, and you induced vomiting.
I don't see where you show me the law book where it says you can't do that. I don't know. Is that assault? I don't think so.
I'm only happy that I can shop at Pavilion and Gelson and not go through this nonsense.
Fine, you want to pay more? Go ahead.
Well, I'd rather pay three times as much than go through that abuse.
Well, ma'am, I don't think it's abuse when someone is taking food from us that they didn't pay for, and I would tell you that by inducing that old woman to vomit up the sausage, we pass those savings on to you, the customer.
Not
oh,
onto me. I wouldn't shop in your store if you paid me.
You're missing out. We've got great specials this week.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Hot Springs on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Is this the 18-year-old chick? Bye. Here is Oxnard on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes, actually, my sentiments are very much in line with the previous caller. I'm just outraged.
I don't understand why people want me to take a loss. Why am I supposed to take a loss?
You know, sir, I've been in business for a long time, and this is just one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard.
In other words, I think,
first of all, I happen to be an overweight woman that takes offense to the fact that you think that just every overweight person is going to come in there and graze off your stand.
You're walking into my store, and you're getting your apple and your grapes, and you're feeding your...
You don't have to worry about me walking into your store, anybody that I know in your area ever walking into your store, because I'm sure you know the rule. One dissatisfied person is going to tell far more people than any satisfied
person. Chops. We've got boneless pork loin chops at $2.99 right now.
Doesn't matter what you have in your store. I would never set foot in your store.
Well,
I think there are other measures
graze?
That you could take as far as security cameras or other things. I understand that pilferage is a big problem.
Yes.
But to induce vomiting somebody when they can actually choke and extinct.
This is an elderly. This
death,
is an elderly
I'm sorry,
woman.
That is unacceptable.
It was a judgment call. I've got to make those. When you're in the grocery business, you've got to make judgment calls every step of the way.
Well,
the old lady comes in, she comes up dirty, a half pound over.
Well, quit giving away free samples, too. I think that's one of your other problems.
Well, here's an elderly woman. Somebody pointed out, you don't know what shape she's in. You don't know what health she's in.
All I did was I took a rubber glove, which is sterilized, and I induced vomiting by the gag reflex. And I got a little on the glove. I checked it out. There was some sausage in there.
You're going through someone's puke.
If you want to put it that way, Mr. Henry, what we're trying to do is save money for our consumers.
I think you're going to be costing yourself more money in the long run, sir.
Well, you graze?
Never.
You never graze?
Well, I don't call it grazing. I've had a grape and I've had a cherry.
But when it's questionable,
I don't sit there and eat a bag of grapes. I might want to see, are these grapes too bitter? If they're bitter,
I
won't buy them.
What about the customer who goes in, and for instance, I'm a big Bing Cherry fan. I want to know whether they're ripe.
Don't give me that. I listen to you people come up with all these excuses. Here's a lady just admitted she's overweight. She's in there shoveling the food down for free. Aren't you?
Absolutely not. And that disgusts me that you even...
You just said to me that you go in there and you start, sampling here and there.
I don't call that grazing, sir. When I want to sample a grape, and I don't go having two or three grapes, if I have a grape and I find
the grapes are fine... I can hear your breathing's labored.
Excuse me, I'm talking on a cell phone, sir.
I
don't even think I should call you, sir.
Well, ma'am, if you stop the grazing, maybe we're knocking off 40 pounds, 50 pounds.
And she didn't say she grazed. She says she has a grape. Every now and again.
Eating a whole apple.
Well,
I think that that's unacceptable, and I think that that's stealing.
And that's why we've instituted our reclamation project. We'll put their ass, excuse my language, on a scale as they're leaving. They come up dirty. Here comes the rubber glove. It's as simple as that.
But I'll tell you one thing. I go into my local grocery store, and they have a new fruit out or a nice Braeburn apple or something, and they'll cut it in quarters and offer us a sample. I think that that's totally appropriate.
Yeah, you're the kind of woman that would do that. I see all you wide rear-end women standing there at the sample stand and doing it.
Well, what, do you want this woman as a customer?
I do. I just don't want her raping me.
No, you don't.
Well, yes, I do, but by the same token, you guys are the first ones in line when we're starting to serve up the pâté for free. You know what I'm saying? So I think you're
totally jumping to conclusions.
It could be, but I've
And you don't know me?
Ma'am,
and you're making rash generalizations?
I can't even sit down. That's how sore it is from the raping I've taken over the Fugees this past summer as well as the Bings. That's how sore I am. So I'm trying to do something about it.
Well, this lady is not your enemy.
All right, I appreciate that. But I'm going to tell you, I'm bleeding. That's how much it hurts.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bob Green from Groceries Unlimited, and they have instituted a reclamation project whereby they are trying to cut back on what is called in the business shrink, and that is basically people who sample food and do a lot of things whereby they're losing the produce. Do you call that basically theft, Mr. Green?
Phil, I don't want to call it theft, but it is very unthinking shrinkage, yeah, and these people are taking from me as a store manager.
All right, and the reclamation project, basically you're weighing people as they come in. They get a number, right?
That's correct.
And then as they leave, hold on, I have hay fever. Wow.
A lot of people have that. I know my sister, a lot of people are getting that who don't ordinarily suffer from it.
It's all right. So I didn't want to get to the point here. People who are leaving, they're weighed again. If they weigh more, then they... You're assuming that they've
come up dirty. What we call they've come up dirty, and as a result, we believe that they have pilfered. And if we need to induce vomiting, we will. Now, we don't always do it, but the old lady claimed she'd been sampling from a Vienna sausage stand, the Hillshire Farm sample stand that was at the Capitol 6. And I had a hard time buying her story. I checked it out with Timmy Brown. He's one of our box boys and one of our security people, as well as Mary Brune, who works in our bakery department. We all thought that she smelled dirty, so that's when we wanted to talk to her.
All right, let's go to Acton on the Phil Henry Show. Acton, hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Well, sir, I think you're really sick. If you did that to me, I would have you in court so fast that your head would swim.
Never mind.
First
what
of
you
all,
stole.
Detaining
Never mind what you
me
stole.
Could be. Could, no,
Never mind
I didn't
what you
steal.
Stole from me.
No, I haven't stolen anything from you. I would never steal anything from you.
Well, then you don't have to worry about it.
And I'll tell you what, with your attitude, someone is going to steal a lot more than a grape from you. And I'm going
to
stand back and cheer. If you put your finger down my throat, I would have you up on battery assault.
Wait a second,
ma'am. It's very simple.
Why would you weigh 2 pounds more?
In fact, I'm tempted to come into your store just so that I can sue you.
Come on in.
I really think this whole thing is just a joke to get people to come to your store.
No, ma'am.
I don't think you would dare do this.
Reclamation
because
costs.
If you're,
all right, hold on, lady.
If
you're going to keep talking,
hold on.
What are you trying to say, Bob?
Shrink costs millions of dollars every year, Phil. People do pilfer. They do steal. If this lady's not stealing, she's got nothing to worry about. She's going to get on a scale, weigh the same as she did when she came in. I got nothing. I have no problem with her. But if she comes up a pound over, yeah, I'm putting my finger down your throat. If you're lucky, it's only my finger.
You know what, sir? You really
okay.
are.
No, seriously, you're the
I
one.
I am
you're
sorry,
threatening
sir,
me
but
with
you
arrest.
Are definitely sick.
You're arresting me with arrest.
And this is a ridiculous publicity ploy.
No,
is this a publicity stunt, Mr. Green?
No,
of
sir,
course it
not.
Is.
No,
of
sir, it is not.
Of course it is.
No, it is not.
He
because
would never get this kind of free publicity any
you,
other way.
This
silly
is
little
grosser.
Store.
Are you?
He
are you?
Seen $1 million no. in his entire life, much less lost that much in his store.
Grocers across America lose millions of dollars on shrink, and this is our way of stopping this finally, once and for all.
You know what?
And,
if you can afford millions
thing
of dollars, why don't you put security
if you're
cameras
you're not stealing
in.
From me, you have nothing to worry about, and I would not ever think of putting my finger down your throat. But if you are pilfering,
you
like
know
you,
what?
And you,
you
sound like the kind of
silly.
Old bronze
you're,
does,
you're actually pathetic.
You know,
you were terribly rude to
you're
that
so
poor lady that called before, calling her all kinds
she
of horrible
She admitted
names.
To being overweight.
Nobody really has called you what you are, which she is sick and pathetic.
Ma'am,
if you want to save money,
food
put
me,
security
I'll
cameras
put my
in.
Down your throat,
get these
okay?
grazers on film.
No, I'm not going to spend that kind of money. We can do it with a scale. It's a lot easier.
Of course you're not. You're
your
flat
anger,
broke, fella. And this
you
is a great
kind of
publicity
person.
Ploy. I have to congratulate
who
you.
Puts her finger down
Mr.
Her
Henry,
throat,
I don't
All right, ma'am. Well,
to
you me. Haven't shut up, Ben, so goodbye. God almighty. Shut up! Both of you. Blah, 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 man. I mean,
well, Phil, the point that I
just shut up. The two of you going on and on. And what do you mean if she's lucky it's only going to be your finger? What does that mean?
I think you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Now, I want to hear what these people have to say, then I want to hear what you have to say, and I don't want to hear a lot of yakking back and forth. Is that understood? And is this a publicity stunt?
Mr. Henry, no, it is not. You're welcome to come into any one of our 5 Groceries Unlimited stores. Come on in, shop. If you come up dirty, you bet you're going to get the finger. The gloved finger.
Rubber glove.
Rubber glove.
Here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I am just totally disgusted at this particular individual who calls
him.
Excuse me. You call yourself a businessman, and you've made this statement now. I've listened to you on the air, and you made the statement that it's costing you millions. Millions of dollars.
Not just being all grocers, industry-wide.
You said it's costing you millions of dollars.
Well, I misspoke, ma'am, but industry-wide, it costs us billions of dollars.
Because you could use better security. Doesn't sound. You said that one of your security people helped you bring the old lady over to you. Why don't you make sure you hire people that can do their job properly? Because if they could do their job properly and you could hire a few more security people, maybe then you wouldn't have to lose millions of dollars.
Well, let me ask you a question. Since you seem to know how to tell me how to do my business, how do I stop some old lady from raping me to the tune of $1.39 a pound?
Excuse me, you know what? The old lady, you hawk. Samples in your store. Every store I go into, they offer samples.
I'll bet you're first in line.
This is such a joke. I have never, ever heard of such an outrageous thing of weighing people.
Maybe over in England, where you come from, because I've seen those puny little grocery stores. You guys, we got supermarkets
over here.
You know
what?
Can we not get into the nationalistic angle of this, please, Mr. Green? Forget about what country we're all from. We're talking about we're consumers here. We're going in.
Well, I don't think she understands the grocery business in the United States.
Forget it.
Excuse me, I think I understand. I shop and I spend my money in my grocery store just like at every other individual out there.
Let me ask you that. Do you graze?
No, I do not.
All right,
sir.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
But you know what? I think that there's a different way that you can go about dealing with this.
What
putting your
possibly
finger down somebody's throat is a violation of a person's rights. I think that you are totally in the wrong business, sir. I really do. You are totally in the wrong business.
So the old lady gets to rape me for the Vienna sausage.
You know what? You gave her the option of trying something in your store.
That's true.
You had absolutely no right.
This is the part.
Finger down her throat.
Am I going to find out what she's got in there?
Look.
Excuse me. You know what? This is where it becomes such a joke.
Excuse me.
Phil. I just don't even want to talk to this man anymore.
Ma'am, I am asking you to understand.
But you didn't answer my question. If you have these sample stands, Costco, we all talk about Costco because they got sample stands everywhere, man. You could eat lunch at Costco at the sample stands that they have.
Right.
They've got them all over. I'm going to walk out of Costco weighing 10 pounds more than I did going in, okay?
Right.
You come up dirty on my scale, Phil, you're going to have my finger in your throat.
you
know something?
This guy's such a joke. I'm sorry.
Hey, buddy, I'm not going to shop in your store. I can go to the sample. See, why do you have sample stands knowing people are going to eat and then come out weighing more?
You know what? People have those. They have those sample stands in all of the stores so that it will encourage you to buy the product. Now, you're obviously discouraging people from buying your product.
Some people take advantage
why
of the
would
situation?
You offer a sample stand?
Well, some people take advantage of the situation. It's one thing to get a little bit of Vienna sausage. No, it's one thing to get a little bit of Vienna sausage on a cracker. Some of these people are standing there like they're eating dinner.
Then have your security people approach them and ask them to leave your store if you're that bothered by it.
And what about your security people? It's a box boy, right?
It's Timmy Brown. He bags groceries for us, yeah.
And that's your security corps.
Look, anybody rapes me at the Apple stand, they get raped with my finger going out. Now, what I have said concerning our industry...
I'd like to know what you're charging this week for a pound of apples. Let's hear how great you have there.
We have a tremendous offer right now on the beautiful, the delicious Fuji apple. This week only, $3.50 a pound. Now, this is a fantastic apple.
See, this is a joke.
$3.50 a pound? I get screwed. I go to Vaughn's, man. Gelson's and pay $1.50.
Goodbye. I've had it. Goodbye.
Okay, go ahead and rape somebody else. Not in my store, though.
You're offensive.
I'm offensive. You're standing there at the sample stand. You're getting about $50 worth of Vienna sausage pushed down your throat. What's wrong with a finger?
You are so offensive. You know what?
What was that all about?
If I had my finger right now, it would be somewhere you wouldn't want it. Thank you. Goodbye.
Probably feel pretty good, too. I don't know.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, Toluca Lake on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
It just baffles me.
Oh, it's been a sad hour, Phil.
It really baffles me that you're actually insulting the customers that are, could be shopping. shopping in your store and making you money, and you're insulting us over the phone.
No, you're the people that pilfer.
Because we're insulted that you're sticking fingers down people's throat. And I agree with everybody else that there is a you could go about that in a totally different way.
I think the people that are upset are the ones that pilfer. The people who are not upset are the ones that don't have anything to worry about. But you're sitting there, you're eating apples, grapes, breaking open boxes of crackers. Are you the kind of person that lifts a quart of milk out of the cooler and drinks out of it and then puts it back?
No, I do not.
You have to think about that.
Walk around. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you don't have something to worry about if you don't do that. The point is that you're doing it no matter what.
I think that you have a battery. You detain somebody and then hold them while you shove your finger down their throat.
No, hold on. It's not shoving. You simply insert the finger to get the gag reflex.
To make them puke. To make them throw up.
The gag reflex, yes.
Well, that's inserting your finger down their throat, okay?
I'm in awe. I'll tell you this much. What's the name of your store again so I can make sure that I never show up there?
Ma'am,
50 of the people that I'm going to talk to about
ma'am,
this.
You're talking about a finger. I'm sure you've had larger things in your mouth. And all I've
okay, now that was completely and totally out of line.
You're totally insulting me.
Are you telling me you've never saw...
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter, and it's none of your business about anybody. You don't need to be all insulting like that.
Absolutely, ma'am. Thank you for your call. I've hung up on it.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449. I bet you've had bigger things in your mouth. 1-800-449-8686. Every show, 1-800-449-8686. I just saw this commercial on TV for D-Snore. Now, I snore, and I snore to the point where I wake myself up with it, and that's why I cannot sleep on my back. I can't sleep laying on my back because my head falls back, and gradually I can hear it just like that stuff. And so I generally roll over either side, and they got this stuff called D-Snore. And they had a commercial on there for it, and it's some kind of a pill, but the spokesman, the guy that was doing the ad, the guy that was doing the pitching was Bernie Capel from the old Love Boat show. And Mike made a very good point. You used to watch that show, that Love Boat show with Bernie Capel. You know the guy, Jeff? He was like the man. He was the ladies man. Remember that? I never could figure that, and it bothered the bejesus out of me to see Bernie Capel with the glasses and the whole, you know, this cat, man, something didn't add up. And this guy's, he's the ladies' man on a ship. He's getting all the babes. You remember that? He's always going off and whatever, you know. Well, I got to get going now. I'll see you guys later. And he'd split and he'd go and score with some guy's wife or some rich widow. And at the end of every cruise, this guy had scored with at least one, maybe two, wealthy women. Or some young singer, some young dancer. There he was on the D-Sork. I don't know. All those people, I don't know, too many of those characters added up. Like the cat who went on to become a U.S. congressman, Gopher, who was far more interesting as a congressman than he was as an actor. I heard some speeches that guy gave. He was great. Fred Gandy. And then Isaac. And then the girl who was the social director, was it Lauren Tews? If you go on the internet and you look some of these names up, you'll find that they all have websites. They do. They got websites. Here's what I've been doing ever since I left Love Boat. There was one for Angela Cartwright that I found. Remember the girl on Lost in Space? Angela Cartwright has a website. She has a clothing store in North Hollywood. And I don't know what it's called, but it features her clothes. Well, I don't know if it's clothes. It's knickknacks. It's stuff she found. I don't know. She's reworked stuff. She goes out into a garbage can. She finds an old grandfather clock. It's all there in her store. I bet you Lauren Tews has got a website. The other one that I found this weekend, I mentioned the F-Troop cast, because we were talking about Ken Berry last week. So I went on, found Melody Patterson, who played Wrangler Jane. She's got a website. And Ken Berry's got a website. Just as a point of conversation. And even the little girl in the... This is really weird. It's funny. I swear to God. You remember in The Sixth Sense? The movie The Sixth Sense? Did you see it, Craig? Did you see The Sixth Sense? The little girl who's the ghost who throws up. Her mother's poisoning her. She throws up. So I went on IMDb and I looked up who that girl was who was throwing up. She's got a website. She's like some burgeoning teen actress. I don't even know her name, but she's got a website. And so it's kind of a, it's cool. So, and I don't know why I'm surprised. I got a website. People will say, who's that ass on the air? That's all they say. Who's that ass that's on the air? And it's Phil Henry. He's got a website. I was listening to this jackass the other day on the air, and I went, he's got a website. His name's Phil Henry. So it's an interesting thing, and I kind of got into that by way of just IMDb.com, where I could look up different movies that I liked and who the actors were, and then find out they got a website. You know, I also got a website, William Smith, the guy that Clint Eastwood duked it out with in Any Which Way But Loose. This guy's got a website. They all, everybody, because they have fans. And generally, it's a fan site that is started by someone who is just stoned in love with that person. It could be Irving Farquhar. The guy had one small part in Quartermass Experiment or something. Maybe he played a stand-in, and he's got a website because the guy out there that just loves everything that he does. This is what I mean, Mike, when I tell you that when you're talking to hardcore fans, they're very nice people. But if Irving Farquhar, who is a stand-in in Quartermass Experiment, has got a website... How to get into this? Oh, yeah, anyway, Bernie Capel. Look up Bernie Capel. I bet she's got a website. Telling everybody how cool he is. So we would like to thank very much the people from the Penguin Caffeinated Peppermint Company. These guys are beautiful people. And I'll tell you, it started out very simply. And do I, you know, am I plugging this for money? No, it's just cool stuff that we like, that we'd like you to know about. It's this i5 company. And the guy writes a very nice letter. His name is J. Robin Grimmel. And he says, Phil, I heard that you like these Penguin Caffeinated Peppermints. So I thought I would send you a box. I'm the Western Regional Sales Manager. My sisters heard you mention them on your show. Wow, thank you. They are only four. There are only four of us that work for i5 brands, and it really feels good to know that our hard work is paying off. I don't know. All I know is that one day I come in here. Craig Taylor's got a box of these caffeinated mints sitting there on the counter. I said, where'd you get those? He said, I picked them up at Tower Records. And so I said, can I have one? He says, yeah. And so the two of us ate a whole box in a half hour just speeding on this stuff. Now, what am I holding here? I got a box. And what has Jeff got behind the counter there? He's got a box. You guys haven't stopped eating those things in there. They're called Penguin Caffeinated Peppermints. And the guy sent this to us. He sent us a whole case. And I want to say thank you very much. I remember when we plugged Panda Express one time on the air. They sent us free dinner. Who do you want me to plug? Something really cool. I don't know what. Victoria's Secret. Something, Mike, what do you need, anything? I'm always talking about Vermont Teddy Bear. I still got to pay for those bears. Although they are an advertiser. We really appreciate that. Didn't we talk about Penguin Frozen Yogurt? Oh, I know what it was. Arizona Iced Tea. Now, whatever happened to our good man, Frank? Is he still working for them? No, he went over to Snapple. Looks like we're getting some Snapple for free soon. We got cases and boxes and crates and cartons and bushels and pecks of Arizona iced tea till it was coming out of my ears. And the products they had, that whack stuff like combination orange and carrot juice, black and tan, Mississippi mud, whack ginseng kind of tea. Love it, baby. So we're waiting for that free Snapple, Frank. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.